And God used all the people around them to do the same thing, to call them that. I mean, he couldn't get away from it. And we know from Scripture, glory to God, that God blessed him over and over and over and over and over again. He did miraculous things in his life. He brought forward, he brought the whole nation of Israel from Abraham. And he wants to do something very similar to the body with the body of Christ. He wants to bring about a people who will constantly say that, yes, our Father God, he is my Father. I am blessed because I am close to him. I'm connected with him. I am a born-again child of the living God. Now, people, if we don't even take time to meditate on that, if we don't consider that we are a child of the living God connected with him, we're never going to be able to experience that fellowship that he wants for us. Now, I was praying before earlier in the prayer room this morning, and it just seemed God impressed upon me to pray out the whole concept about when Jesus talked about the sower sowing the word in Mark chapter 4, and how the word was being sown into people's hearts. And one of the things that the Lord was impressing upon me is that the seed that was sown in many cases fell on ground that didn't receive the word very good. And those, in other cases, it fell on ground that, yeah, they received the word, but the cares of the world, the deceitfulness of riches, began to choke out the word. And the way that happens in this society is that we get so busy. There are so many things in our lives that choke out the word of God. In some cases, stop it from getting in at all. Stop it. How do we have time to take the word and read the word? How do we take time? How do we have time to pray? How do we have time to fellowship with God? Just sit before God and say absolutely nothing, but just by faith believe that you're in his presence. You know, we must take time to do these things, or else the deceitfulness of riches, the cares of the world, will choke out the very presence of God in our lives. And pretty soon we'll go through day after day after day and really not even think about God. We're busy doing this in our job, doing that, trying to advance our position and all the rest of it, and never even think about where we left God way back there. We have to be careful, because we are the elect of God. God desires to have fellowship. You ever be with somebody, you know, you haven't seen for a long time, and you're looking forward to getting with them, and there's really nothing other than wanting to be in their presence? There's friends that you might have that you just flat out want to be in their presence. They don't have to give you anything. They really don't have to say a whole lot, but it's just enjoyable to be in their presence. Well, as strange as this seems, that's the way God is with you and I. He enjoys to be with his people, with his body. He enjoys that. He loves to gather together with his people. And you know, when you are in your time of daily worship and you're coming together, you have to stop and just think about the presence of God. Meditate on the fact that God is present and he loves to be with his people. He loves to be with his children. You are the elect of God. You are precious. You have this treasure that you're carrying on the inside of you. That treasure he wants to build and bring out of you. And you only get to enjoy the treasure that you carry when it comes out of you. Do you know that? You only get to enjoy it when God flows through you and the remnant of what's left of that overflow causes an infilling of the Spirit of God to come upon you. That's one thing I believe the body of Christ needs to ask God for more and more. Father, fill me with your Spirit. It was great for that filling years ago, God. It was great last month, Lord, when I met you and you filled me with your Spirit, God. And in that church service when I was there and I sensed the presence of God, that was wonderful. That happened 6 months ago, Lord. But what about today, God? I desire to be filled with the Spirit of God today. The Spirit of God can have a way of leaking out if we aren't constantly being involved in seeing that we are filled with the Spirit of God. We talked a little bit about that last Wednesday night, about how important it was to be filled with the Spirit of God and the things that we can do to be filled with the Spirit of God. One of them is found in Ephesians, where it says that we are to speak to ourselves with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in our heart to the Lord. Being thankful in all things. All those things are involved in staying filled up with the Spirit of God. You carry something very precious on the inside of you. God wants it to flow out of you. He wants it to come out of you. Not for His reason, no. For His purpose, no. For His joy, no. For yours, for mine. He wants us to enjoy His presence. It's the same way with the commandments of God. Do you know that? That the commandments of God are not for His pleasure, but for ours, for our protection as we obey them. We are the elect of God. Notice Jesus said in John 10:27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my hand." I love that scripture. I'm so glad that as I follow God, that I don't have to worry about being snatched out of the Father's hand. I don't have to worry about, am I going to make it to heaven? I don't have to spend time. You know, I hear sometimes some people saying, well, you know, if you ask them, do you know if you're going to heaven? Do you know if you're going to avoid hell? And some will say, well, I think I'll make it. Well, for me, that's not good enough. I got to know. I got to know. I can't, because I have a sense of how terrible hell is. And if there's a possibility of me going there, I want to do everything I can to seal my faith so that I don't have to end up there. And I believe God's elect has that awesome privilege to declare the no, that we'll be in heaven with God. Long as we follow after Him, as we stay on the road of salvation, we're not going to end up some other place. Now, if we turn our back on God and run the other way and say we don't want the things of God, we don't want to be involved with what the Spirit has for us and all that, we have a right to go our own way. In other words, we can go to hell if we want to. God won't make us go to heaven. We'll go to heaven, hell if we want to. But I'm so glad as we're following after God, we don't have to worry about that. We can stay with God, praise the Lord, and He will bring us into that kingdom. No one will snatch us out of the Father's hand. Now, if I jump out of His hands, that's one thing, but somebody else is not going to snatch me out of the Father's hands. Praise the Lord. Now, you and I are called the elect of God. And so if we're the elect of God, we have some responsibility. Say this with me. I have a responsibility before God. Well, you know, that's one thing that we have to constantly remember. It's wonderful to rejoice that we are a part of the family of God, and there's so many things that we enjoy, but we also have a responsibility. And listen to the responsibility that we have as the elect of God in Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Therefore, as the elect of God, say, I am the elect of God.
I am the elect of God.
So this scripture, say it with me, so this scripture is talking to me. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved. Do you see yourself holy? Do you see yourself beloved? Do you see that? I want you to think about that for a moment now, because that's one thing that the body of Christ has a difficult time, to see themselves holy. Well, I can't be holy because I thought about some bad thoughts last week. I can't be holy. This is what the enemy will try to do. He'll try to get that into your head, that you're not holy, but God has said you are holy. So who are we going to believe? Amen. We're going to believe God. God says we're holy. I must be holy. Who am I to know better than God? If He has called me to be holy, if He's declared that word over me, I may be in a transformation now. I may be going through the process. But God says, I'm calling it done. You are holy. Why are we holy? Because Jesus died for us. Jesus, who had no sin, who was all holy, died for you and I so that He could bring us into a state of holiness before God. Glory to God, that's something to shout about, I'm telling you, to realize that you and I are holy before Him. Glory to God. Woo! That anointing's getting all over me. You know, Jesus said in the last days, there's going to be false prophets and false Christ come around. Now, that word Christ means anointed one. It means anointing. So from the Greek word krio, and it talks about the fact that the anointing that comes from God is upon us. Now notice it says many false Christs will come. False Christ means false anointings. Not only just one guy coming on the scene like the Antichrist, he's coming on the scene and deceive everybody. There is a false anti-anointing that is coming upon the world that will deceive many people. In other words, there is the anointing of God that you and I receive. We know in Luke 4:18, Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me." Well, the enemy is going to be anointing individuals as well. And you and I have to know this book in order to be able to tell the difference. It's not simply recognizing you see something supernatural, say it must be God. Not necessarily. All kinds of supernatural events can take place that are not God. We're going to have to know this book. We're going to have discernment. There's all kinds of things taking place in the world today that people are jumping into thinking that it's all right. But I'm telling you right now, there is an anti-anointing out there. But you and I don't have to be deceived by it. We can recognize the real thing. That's why you and I need each other. We need to rub shoulders with one another. I need the treasure that's in the inside of you to help keep me straight. That's why the writer of the book of Hebrews said that in the last days, you know, many people will fall away. But he said that you as the body of Christ do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together as is the habit of some. But exhort one another unto love and good works. In the last days, these anti-anointings are going to fall upon the world, even upon the church. And those who are loving Jesus by loving the body will be able to discern the difference. But if we say we love Jesus but do our own thing, we're going to be left out there. Left out there in isolation where the enemy will be able to do whatever he wants to. And we'll get into a place of deception. But we are the elect. Amen. We're not to be deceived. We're not to be seduced into the ways of the enemy. No, we are called the elect of God. Therefore, my beloved, he says, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love. Now, all these things are the things that you and I are called to put on as the elect of God. So we can't claim that we're the elect of God and, you know, ignore these things. No, I can't claim to be the elect of God and then act with a haughty spirit, because it says here to put on humility and meekness. I can't claim to be a part of the elect of God and not have a bearing spirit for one another. You know, in other words, I don't care about you. You're in trouble. I don't care about you. You just go doing your into what's that got to do with me anyway? We can't claim to be a part of the elect of God and ignore these things that God is telling us to put on. Above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Another thing now the Lord is telling us as the elect, put on, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another. I'm trying to do that this morning. I'm trying to teach and admonish us this morning to put on these things, to acknowledge the fact that God has called us the elect of God, that we are sacred and holy before Him, and that we are to get our value and our worth because we are a part of the elect of God, not because of what we do. Amen. I am not good before God because I'm a preacher. I am not part of the elect of God because I'm a preacher. I'm part of the elect of God because I've been born again into the family of God, and God has chosen me because I decided to follow Jesus. And it's the same thing with you. No matter what you do, if you're going to try to get your worth some other way, you're making an idol in your heart. In other words, if I try to get my value by making Robert think that I'm somebody special, if I go to Robert and I do things for him, trying to get him to look at me as somebody real special, look at that Bill, he's just a wonderful guy, he did this for me and that, and I'm getting worth out of that. Makes me feel good when people pat me on the back and say, "You're doing good. You know, that was awful nice of you to do that." And all that kind of thing. I'm making an idol out of that attention that I can receive from somebody else. And if we are doing that, we are putting an idol before us, and God is the only one that we are supposed to get our worth from, our value. We are valuable because of who we belong to. Glory to God. Say this, I belong to Jesus. Hallelujah. We have value now because we belong to Jesus. And because we belong to Jesus, we get to, notice, we get to Don't think we have to, but we get to put on tender mercies. We get to put on kindness. We get to walk in humility. We get to walk in meekness. We get to love one another and forbear one another. We get to not hold any complaint against one another. What do you mean by that? You get to. We can't do it without the Holy Spirit. And because we are the elect of God, we have the Holy Spirit to help us. I need help to love Robert.